Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and welcome to the Holistic Ministries Morning Inspiration Show. I'm Minister Joelle Person, broadcasting live from Bristol, New Jersey. Welcome, my sisters and brothers, and I pray you are nourished and inspired by today's lesson. I'd like to thank Minister Browning for this opportunity to present my message today titled, Are You Experiencing a Spiritual Awakening? I'd like to start by asking you to take a centering and receiving breath. As you slowly inhale, bring your awareness into your body, hold it, and on the exhale, open your mind to receive. Thank you. You've probably heard in spiritual circles people talking about spiritual awakening. This might be the case for many of you. You might be currently experiencing awakening or have walked through it already. The notion of a spiritual awakening has been around for eons. A spiritual awakening begins the moment you can step back and awaken your life with a new sense of being in this world. Are you asking questions like, who am I? Why am I here? And what's the meaning of my life? If so, you may be experiencing your spiritual awakening. It can be unnerving, but in the same instance, it can be an exciting experience as you begin to feel more alive. Psychiatrist Carl Jung coined the term spiritual awakening, which he described as coming back to your authentic self or divine self. But the experience of evolving to a higher state of consciousness is just part of the process of being a human being. A spiritual awakening can be triggered by anything from the completely mundane to the completely life-altering. Ultimately, anything that encourages or forces you to look at your life from a more spiritual perspective can set you on a path toward awakening. Now, I'm going to talk about some of the signs that indicate you may be experiencing a spiritual awakening or about to. At first, the spiritual awakening process can feel overwhelming and confusing, causing you to question your life and how you've been living. You may feel disconnected and detached from the things and people you used to enjoy. It may cause you to reevaluate your spiritual beliefs or adopt new beliefs that lead to a shift in your spiritual practices or make changes in your life to allow you to focus more on your spiritual life. Not only is your making life more vivid as a result of a spiritual awakening, but your dream life may become more vivid too. The meaning of your dreams and how they connect to your journey may become clearer to you as well. If you're frequently experiencing mind-blowing synchronicities like thinking about someone, randomly running into them the next day, or seeing angel numbers like 1111 or repeat numbers like 444 all the time, that's a sign you're on your spiritual path. Your relationships start to shift. There's no doubt spiritual awakenings are transformative, and the people in your life won't always be able to appreciate that. You may feel like your loved ones don't understand you anymore because you're changing. You feel spiritually becoming an important part of your life. Spirituality is starting to become the center of your life. It'll be hard to ignore the call from your spiritual side as you go through this process. The desire to find meaning and fulfillment within your spirituality will likely become one of your biggest priorities. Another sign is having newly heightened intuition. A new intuitive ability showing up. They were always there, but they were buried beneath the layers of your learned self. And now that you've awakened, you feel more in tune with yourself. As you figure out your own spiritual path, you also become more accepting of the idea that everyone else is on their own unique path too. Things like winning arguments or convincing people of your views don't matter as much anymore. You're beginning to realize that every living thing is inherently worthy and equal. You're feeling called to be of service, whether to people, to animals, or to the environment. It's becoming important to you that you have a cause you can be stand behind and feel like you have a purpose in your life. It may not be about changing your current roles or jobs, but just approaching what you are already doing with a deeper sense of purpose. You may be actually experiencing this. During an awakening, your teachers find you. Your spiritual teachers may appear everywhere with perfect timing to help you. These don't have to be like literal teachers. They might be something as simple as a stranger, a kind stranger in a store, someone that brings a message to you out of the blue, a new friend you met just by chance, or you connect with a literal spiritual or religious figure. Spiritual awakenings are no easy undertaking, and while there's hope for enlightenment on the other side, you may be feeling a little lonely because it can be isolating to have your whole life flipped upside down, especially if the other people in your life aren't quite on the same page. In that, feel more connected to the natural world. While you may be feeling less connected to your friends and family at first, you may be feeling more connected to nature, from plants to animals to the world as a whole. Are you beginning to feel a sense of your interconnectedness to it all? That experience can be quite moving. During spiritual awakenings, your inner and outer senses may become heightened as you become more tuned into the present moment. This includes sensitivity to physical, emotional, and or energetic stimuli. Along with heightened awareness and senses, you may have other bodily sensations too. Sleep disturbances are not uncommon. A number of physical symptoms can accompany spiritual awakenings, like fatigue, brain fog. Now, don't just write off any physical sensations that you're having or symptoms that you're having as just part of the awakening, because it could be something that needs medical attention. So don't necessarily write them off as nothing. Are you experiencing a sudden change in your habits and routine? Spiritual life begins to transform. So will your day-to-day life, including habits and routines. Perhaps now you make it a priority to spend time in nature or meditate, or you ditch old habits that are no longer serving you. Again, spiritual awakenings aren't easy, as the alienation and learned self or ego shattering realizations that occur can make anyone feel like they are living in a new reality. So it's not unusual your outlook on the world is different or changing. As you may be beginning to feel more connected to the world around you, you'll also have increased empathy regarding the suffering of others. The prevalence of suffering may feel impossible to ignore, hence why you now may be feeling more called to be of service. On top of feeling more empathic, those going through spiritual awakenings likely feel more passionate toward others while still wanting to hold them accountable. And in spite of expecting accountability, you are still inclined to feeling and showing compassion. And lastly, now that you're awakening to your life or have already awakened, you probably have a childlike wonder and curiosity for the world around you, even when things get tough. Being able to stay curious about your life and the people in it, even when you're feeling emotional, is a sign of spiritual awakening. I presented a few signs that you may be going through or have gone through in a spiritual awakening. The process of a spiritual awakening in many regards is assisting with shedding the learned self or ego self and evolving into your authentic self or your divine self. If you missed my lesson on Sunday, March 28th, with our authentic self versus our learned self, then I invite you to go back into the Blog Talk archives on the Holistic Mystery site to look at that. It'll help you get a deeper understanding of the purpose or basis of spiritual awakenings and what you can do to assist your own process. While it may not be easy, having undergone the whole process of spiritual awakening myself and having assisted others to do so, I can assure you it is well worth the effort. Well worth the effort. So in this process, if you do anything, more than anything, practice self-love and compassion. Be gentle with yourself and trust the unfolding. Pay attention to and trust your inner guides that guide you and offers intuitive nudges to help you harmonize and remove what no longer is authentic in your life. So if you find yourself in the process of a spiritual awakening, all there is to do is trust in the divine within you through the process, faithfully hang on tight and prepare for the newly awakened life. Now, my sisters and brothers, I'll give you a little Bible to close out with. John chapter 11, verses 9 through 11, it is written, and this is the whole representation of a spiritual awakening. If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble. These are the words of Yeshua in John chapter 11. He does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then the disciples asked him, Lord, if he sleeps, will he not be well? However, Yeshua spoke his death, but they thought that he was speaking about rest and sleep. Then Yeshua said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. The scripture speaks to your choice to see and walk without stumbling in the light of your authentic self, your Christ self, your divine self, or continue to walk and stumble in the darkness of night in your learned self, your ego self. The learned self puts us in a state of sleep, unconscious of our divine self and divine nature. It's just like Joshua spoke of being born again. We go through the spiritual awakening process in which there is a form of death to the old way of being. Through our authentic self, Christ self, divine self, we awaken as the Lazarus to the wholeness of being and living truth to the identity within us. Now, let us pray. In profound oneness with the divine, I pray for your perfect health, mind, body, emotions, and spirit. I pray that you embrace the divine power that thrives within you and you courageously take a stand to live true to all that you are in your divine self. May you walk your walk and talk your talk in harmony with the syncopation of the guidance of the divine that walks along with you, inspiring each word that you speak. I pray you choose to be a light in this world and be a blessing to all who cross your path. I pray, my sisters and brothers, from the heart, that you stay focused in the light. Stay focused in the light where that is your true nature, to walk the light of God, Goddess, the divine, however you choose in your heart to call it. That is your vocation, and to bring healing and blessing on this earth through the example of your life. May the light of the divine enfold you, protect you, and nourish you. Abundant peace and blessings. Amen. Keep moving forward, my sisters and brothers, and create a blessed and prosperous day.
Thank you, Mr. Pearson, for your wonderful inspirational message this morning. Okay, make sure you tune in for the Sunday message. What organized religion missed to tell you about Easter? What organized religion didn't tell you about Easter? Okay, it's going to be an interesting show, so make sure you tune in. All right, don't miss it. All right, you guys have a wonderful and positive and blessed day, okay? Take care. Bye-bye.